This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And good morning. Welcome to Party Line. On this Tuesday, I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques. Step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith, tearing the place up this morning, and WILO News Director Ken Hartman's over there, too.
You thought it was so easy to run this show.
I know. I was getting ready. Just as the lady was introducing me, I reached over for this little thing here. The people on WILOTV.com can see. It's this little thing that holds our papers, and it fell over, and I was trying to pick it up and almost dropped it and everything, so that's all right. We're still on the air. I didn't unplug anything.
Well, that's kind of hard to unplug when you're on top of something solid, but we'll probably manage it.
Yeah, I can do it if it can be done.
Yeah.
So here we are. It's a Tuesday. Skywatch weather forecast is cooler and partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy later this afternoon with a high at 52. Tonight, mostly clear, low at 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 62. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high 58. And Friday, mostly cloudy. Just a slight chance of rain with a high 52. Now, Friday night, down to 32.
Uh-huh.
And Saturday night, low around 40. I don't see anything above 70. Mid to upper 60s, maybe.
Unless the tropical moisture gets up here a little closer than what I think it's going to get, you won't see it.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see 70 the rest of the year? Maybe once or twice, next week or something. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, cooler today, partly cloudy. High of 52, it's 46 now from your official weather station, WILO.
But here again, you know, what we've talked about, Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a polar coaster winter.
Right. Yeah.
And then I just saw a thing from the National Weather Service last week says it's going to be warmer than usual.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow, that must have been my vacation day.
I think it was.
Wow, I didn't see that.
I saw that, and I'm going like, okay, let's please make up our minds.
Yeah, I like the old Farmer's Almanac. That's pretty.
Accurate. I think it's going to be probably closer than a little bit warmer in this part of the country, but we'll see.
And in southern Indiana, for a couple days late last week, I did see a woolly worm, and he was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So that means cold weather.
I've never bought into that one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's we did in southern Indiana, but the woolly worms I saw were dark, and I have a friend that I went and visited, and he has a persimmon tree.
Which is shaped like a spoon or a fork.
Yeah, spoon or a fork. Spoon would mean shoveling a lot of snow, and they were all spoons.
Yeah.
So, at least that's the southern Indiana weather forecast anyway.
How y'all doing down there?
Yeah, they're all doing pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Bunch of cowpokes.
That's your people. No, I'm not talking about
it. No, I actually had a real good friend in high school who was 2 years younger than me, but he and I were best buds, named Matt Courtney, and I've only seen him one time since we graduated high school, and he came down to our hotel there in Salem Saturday night and got to meet my girlfriend, and that was the second time he and I had seen each other in 30 years, so it was pretty cool.
Better get back to calling each other.
Yeah, I know. We're friends on Facebook, so we keep in touch with messages there and stuff.
All right.
Well, we got a lot coming up, including Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shin Sheridan and Frankfort Main Street Executive Director Kim Stevens, both in the official air chair. Coming up here at 9 o'clock on WILO's Party Line, Ken and I will play musical chairs. Michael is here, and I've got... good morning, Michael, by the way.
How do you do?
I'm good, man. I found the Bristol Stomp.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did, and I can't remember where I stuck it.
Yeah, try the Wilo file.
Is it in the Wilo?
It's in the Wilo file.
How you been, Michael?
Oh, I've been hanging in there. I would say finer and vulgar, but I don't know what that means, and I need to call you guys and find out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not being dirty.
No, finer than a frog hair.
First of all, I don't think frogs have any hair, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's why okay. It's so fine, right? Because you
so
can't
fine.
See it. Yeah.
Right. So fine.
I've heard finer than a frog hair, but I'm kind of like you, man. I don't know what it means.
Does Ken know?
No, I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I was saying that to Melissa, and then you guys insinuated kind of that maybe that had a wrong meaning to it, so I quit saying that.
Well, I didn't say that.
No, I think you're good. No,
okay.
Just don't say you're one toke over the line, then we'll be all right.
There you go. Well, Kevin, it seems like it's been 2-3 years since you were on the air.
Yeah, right?
But last time I talked to you, you had said you lost weight and you were going to buy some new jeans.
Well, you
haven't done it yet.
It so happened the day that you said that, I was heading to Lafayette to get me some jeans, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, well, I'll call Kevin, see if he wants to go with me. And then all of a sudden, I remembered that four-letter word that's associated with you.
What?
W-O-R-K.
Yeah.
You had to work.
I know. Yeah, I thought she was going to say W-I-L-O. I thought, well, that's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, though. Russ had a couple days off last week. He was out of town. And
so that's why you took off.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, now he knows.
I might have been able to slip away with you and buy some jeans, but
yeah
I'm all right.
Do you have any particular brand you like?
No, at this point in my life, whatever I can find that fits.
I was going to say, something that fits is what he needs.
See, I was just, it's funny you say this, because I was just complaining to Ken right before we went on the air that and I had lost a little weight, not that I was trying, but I just, by attrition, I guess, but I always wear a 34 waist and then a 36 length, and just about all brands, whether it's khakis, jeans, shorts, whatever. And it seems like for whatever reason, the last 6 months, my body's really taken a weird shape to where I have a hard time finding things that fit. So now it's colder, and I pulled out my jeans last week, and I was complaining to Ken before we went on the air. What I have is either way too tight or way too baggy. So I'm wearing something this morning that has kind of got me a little tight here. And just as we're talking, I was complaining to the girlfriend just now, 2 minutes ago. She texts me and says, for no reason, Ken, we need to get you some pants for work. So it's like
I haven't said a word.
It's like I'm the kids, you know. It's time to go to school shopping or something. Mommy's taking care of me.
There you go. Well, I went over to Penny's in Lafayette. And my favorite brand is Levi's, but it's $70 a pair. I don't buy many of them.
Right.
But they had them all for half price, or not all of them, but a whole rack of half price Levi's, $34.
Nice.
Yeah, so I bought me some.
Yeah, I could two or three pairs of jeans, couple pairs of dress pants, I'd be good through the winter. But I just, I need to, I got, it's just like anything else. I got to sit down and do it, go shopping one day.
Well, if I go again, I'll give you a buzz.
Yeah, let me know, and I'll
okay.
I'll let you pay for the gas or something, right?
Yeah, I can do that. Speaking of that, Kim that calls in, you said she and I should get together for dinner sometime because our thoughts are so much alike.
Yeah.
Well, I've been waiting on your call, but you haven't called me.
For me to call you?
Well, yeah, I just figured since it's your idea, you were going to pay for the meal.
Oh, yeah, no, don't assume that.
Oh, don't wait any longer, huh?
I'm usually good for a meal around payday. I can,
okay.
Yeah.
And also, the last time that you were on the air that I heard, you were talking about Paul Philippi.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know anything about him. You said you didn't really associate a person with the name Paul Philippi.
Yeah, I knew it was somebody who had been here in the past.
Well, he was a school teacher at Frankfort.
Yeah.
And I think I had him. That's been 55 years ago. I kind of lost memory, but I knew him anyway. But I was told that soon after he retired, he was mowing his yard. He lived down on Mission Town Blacktop, and beautiful place out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was got done mowing the front yard, and of course the lawnmower making a lot of noise. And he just turned to go across the road to mow over there, and an 18-wheeler ran over him.
Is that right?
Well, that's what I was told.
Okay.
So I was at the library Sunday, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to look that up. And that's the truth. That's what happened to him.
Oh, and he died?
He died.
That
yes.
way.
He was,
wow.
72. I don't know. Just it doesn't say in here when he retired.
Yeah. Do you know what year that was he passed away?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask. The date was August 22nd, but I've forgotten what year it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
wow,
I didn't know his life ended tragically like
mm-hmm,
that.
It did. And I accidentally made two copies of it. I made one for me, and an extra one came out. Do you want me to send it to you?
Yeah, do that for
okay.
me. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd like
they
to read
a,
that.
They had quite a story on the front page of the Times.
Sure.
So I'll send you that.
Okay, I appreciate that, Michael.
All righty. And, Ken, I want to pick your mind a little bit today, if you don't mind.
Sure.
When I called in the Huddle Saturday, I didn't think about this because it's ancient history and in the Huddle's current. So do you remember Calbert Chaney?
Yes.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he's with IU in a fundraising capacity, I do believe.
Okay. Wasn't he an assistant coach in the NBA for a little bit?
He might have been.
Or like the CBA or something?
I think he's not doing anything that way, but I think he's doing some fundraising for the basketball program.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think he's back with IU now. You're right.
Okay, well, I had heard that, but since I can't get the Big Ten Network, I don't know anything that's going on. I have to rely on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what about Glenn Robinson? Where is he?
He is out of basketball unless he's playing overseas.
Really?
Which, now, wait a minute. There's two or three Glenn Robinsons. You better be more specific.
Well, he was one played for Purdue.
Purdue, yeah.
He's out of basketball.
He's out of basketball.
Yeah, because there's a couple Glenn Robinsons. I think one still may be in the NBA, and the other one, I don't know where he's at.
Okay. Now, neither one of you guys are from the Frankfort area, and this happened before you both came. But Clinton Central had a really great player named Rick Fields. You ever heard of him?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I have.
Yeah, I have.
Do you know where he is?
No, I do not.
Well, the last I heard, he was the athletic director at Western. But then I heard he got fired. Well, I know Rick, and he's not the type of person that would do anything to get fired for, but maybe they didn't think he was doing enough on the sports program or something.
I have no idea.
Rusty Doyle played for Clinton Prairie. He was about 7 foot tall.
Russ Doyle, yes, I know Russ. I just saw Russ yesterday down at the bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's still around Frankfort then?
Yeah, he's working at the Farmers Bank.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the upper echelon there at the bank.
Well, he's upper everything.
Well, true.
Yeah, and you're 7 foot tall, right?
Yeah, I know his part of his family pretty well. So
okay, very good. Well, that's all I had. I did want to say I'm disappointed in the football coaches. I wish more of them would call in the Huddle.
Well, first of all, if they get beat, they're not calling in.
They're not. Are they unhappy with the new format?
I would say that's just part of the way things go.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other thing. We've been talking about this, Michael, Ken and I off here a little bit, and Ken's a little frustrated too. It would mean so much more from the integrity factor if they would call when they lose, right? You're a good sport.
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 minutes out of their life.
I agree.
Well, it depends on where you're at and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, they've always got a phone, I'm sure.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. So, I hope the basketball coaches.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath to that. They'll be the same. I have found over the years that I don't care what level, what sport, where you're at, there is not a coach on, there's very few coaches, I should say, that call in after they get beat.
Well,
yeah. You're right.
And also, any coach doesn't think it's their responsibility to call in results afterwards or send you results afterwards, especially if they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I got a newsflash for you. It is your responsibility. If you want coverage for your program, you send stuff in. All you do is when you send stuff elsewhere, is just, you know, attach our email onto it, and that's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a quick story. 1993, I'm working at a radio station in Salem called WSLM, my very first job. I'm 21 years old, my first radio job. I graduated from a high school called West Washington, which is a very small school in Washington County. And the big school in the county is Salem, right? So Salem always thumped us in football every year. I mean, like 58-0 blowouts. And they beat it. They literally had like won the last 20 contests, okay, over the last 20 years. So my first year out of high school, I graduated from West Washington, and their football team got good, and they start whipping Salem. And I'm working at the Salem radio station, being a West Washington graduate, and that Salem head coach, when he would come in on Saturday mornings, his name was Jim Ralston. I'll never forget this. This guy had arrogance and ego galore. Wow. He would come in on Saturday morning when West Washington would beat Salem, knowing I'm a West Washington grad 2 years ago, and he would not say boo hardly to me. He was really? So, yeah, it was so petty, and I remember just laughing about it because my team had thumped his, you know, and after they beat us for 20 years, and he always had such a terrible attitude the next morning. He would just look at me and get this disgusting look on his face, and he hated it, and it was so satisfying for me.
I bet it was, yeah. Especially after all that.
Yeah.
Now, did you play basketball, Kevin?
I didn't play basketball or football. I was a track guy.
Oh, okay.
And early in high school, I discovered the job marketplace. So I got me a job, and I enjoyed working in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, were you tall in high school, or did you not get your growth?
Yeah, I was my height that I am now by my eighth grade year, actually. Mm-hmm. I grew a lot that summer, and I've been this height since my eighth or ninth grade year. I never grew anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, back when my daughter was a cheerleader at Clinton Central, eighth grade, we went over to Frankfort to play the eighth grade Frankfort team, and I checked the roster. They had two players on their eighth grade team that were a 6'9", if I remember.
Wow.
Yeah. And I told my wife, I said, well, we're done for here. Well, I don't remember whether we won or they won, but the coach never put those guys in until the last minute or so. They couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes height doesn't mean at
height,
all.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I bet that made that coach sick.
Yeah, probably.
And I never heard of him again.
Yeah.
And, Ken, I got one last question for you. Your sponsors are State Farm, Susan Casper, and what's that other guy's name?
Tony Theofanis.
Say that slower. What's his last name?
Tony Theofanis.
Theotandis?
Theofanis.
Fan. F.
Fanotanis.
No. Theo?
Theo?
Theofanis.
Oh, Fanis. Theofanis.
Yeah. Fanis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he lives next door. His office is next door, anyway, to where my grandma and grandpa used to live back in the 50s. And I see his name on there, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know how to pronounce that. So I listen to you, of course, and in the huddle, and I just could never get it.
Yeah.
Theo Fanis.
Yeah, and he's a real nice guy, too.
He's
good dude.
All righty. Well, you guys have a good day.
Michael, right, thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate that. All right. Well, 659-3338 or 800-441-44, or is it what? 447-4463, right?
Yeah.
Not 441. Where was that? I don't know. I think I see that on Shine 99 sometimes. I may have been giving people the wrong phone number all this time. I know it's 1-800-HIGH-SHINE. When I work on our other station, I think I've been given the wrong phone number. But people know it. I mean, they call it anyway, right? It doesn't. I could give out 1-877 hot kisses, and someone would call the right phone number.
And expect you to give them one.
Yes, probably. okay, I'm going to stop that right there.
I think you better.
Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree coming up this Saturday. Holy cow, it's here already. 3 to 8, but the parade starts at 3. I'll have a live remote between 5 and 7, thanks to Center Township of Clinton County. And Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods helping put this together this year. We've got Bill Miller, a good one, was nice enough to purchase some more pumpkins after his big pumpkin giveaway a couple weeks ago. So he's going to have some out there for us. Learning Network's going to do popcorn. Plus, they're bringing stickers for the faces of pumpkins so you don't have to carve and get all gooey and goopy. C&R Catering is doing the hot dogs. Connecting Point Church, bottled water and limeade. We've also got Healthy Communities, Colfax Fire Department bringing out their trucks. La Chapas, is that a Spanish restaurant,
Mexican
restaurant?
I don't think I know.
La Chapas, I hope it is. They're bringing a couple bouncy houses, which are always fun. We'll have a haunted house area with Jennifer Davis and Seventh Lights of Trepidation. Frito-Lay is going to be there with Chips, Chester the Cheetah, and the Sailor from the Cracker Jack Box. Everybody's trunk or treating. Zachary's is going to help us out too, plus Schultz. Shoop's going to do hot dogs, hay rides, cakewalk, sack races, fire pits, dance, Wilo remote, and a first, second, and third place for older and younger people with their Halloween costume. So what else could you ask for? I don't know what else we can shove into this. It's just the second annual, but it's, gosh, it was huge last year. I can imagine this year. So get out there. The parade will start at 3, and then all the stations will be opening around 4:30, 5-ish. So come on out and see us. We'd love to see you. All right. All of a sudden, Ken, every now and then this computer, it just goes offline. Uh-huh. Now, it stays online, but our little lights go red here on our main Wilo studio computer. And then two or three things pop up. That makes me nervous. I don't like that. I'm afraid to click anything now. It might start something else.
Do I need to come over to the other side there and see what's going on?
Not yet. I'll just leave the mess for you after 9 o'clock.
Thanks.
I was going to say, don't touch anything, but start next, and I think we'll be all right. Don't quote me on that.
We'll find out here shortly.
Yes, we will. Well, hey, coming up the 16th of November, is that right? That's a Saturday, I think. It's Bid for Bargains.
Yes, it is.
Or some people call it the Bid and Save Radio Auction. Now, we normally do this at 9 o'clock, but we're going to do it at 10, right after Inside the Huddle with Ken. That'll be a couple Saturdays away from now. Of course, your chance to save money on items and services that you're already buying and using. Might be thinking about a Christmas gift, too, if we've got some good stuff in there. So you could save big money on your favorite restaurants throughout the area. All the sales staff is fully involved in that right now, getting the services and goods and food and all the goodies for us. So make sure you join us for the Bid for Bargains and tell your friends it's been moved, okay, to 10 a.m. instead of 9. That'll be on Saturday, November 16th. Now the lights went green and the little windows disappeared, Ken, so I didn't touch anything. It's amazing. Things fix themselves.
I know what that is.
That hardly ever happens.
I know what that is down there. So.
Oh, all right. Well, good. I'm glad somebody does.
Yeah, that's one of the problems we got with the system. I know what it is.
Okay. Well, green is good, red is bad, right? That's kind of the way I look at it. So it's green now.
It means when it's red, not all these computers are synced up together is what it means.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
And when it's all green, everybody's supposedly on the same page, which I question, but that's another story.
Well, yeah, right. Everybody literally on the same page. Well, the Whoville Christmas is the theme this year for the Frankfort Christmas Parade,
mm-hmm.
December 7th, also at 3 p.m. Now, we'll have the Wilo van. Again, Whoville Christmas is the theme, I'm sure. Kim will talk about this a little coming up. They'll be looking for parade theme, originality, and detail. Now, we're working on some extra stuff for people, for us, for them to enjoy while we're driving the van and stuff. So I'll just say that me and the Wilo Prize scientists are working on that, and we're hoping to have something pretty fun coming up soon here.
That's why the people run around here in white coats.
White coats, that's right, yeah. Just playing a little Bristol Stomp here for Michael before we got 4 minutes left in the first place.
I'm glad I never played this song.
I think we played it when I first came on board, right?
I don't know if I ever have, to be honest with you. And I've been here now 9 years. So.
Yeah, when Ken saw it pop up in the playlist, he would just delete it.
I don't deny it.
Well, that's the Bristol Stomp.
But if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that in the movie Grease? No, not Grease. It would have been Grease.
Was it Grease?
Yeah.
Maybe. I was trying to.
Because I think it was part towards the last part when they're out there doing their.
The dance.
The dance at the end. Towards the end.
Mm-hmm. The big prom thing they have or whatever.
I think it's in there. Right there.
You might be right. Well, I'm Googling it right now. It was written in 1961.
Uh-huh.
The Dovells. They were an a cappella group originally from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, if you really listen close, it sounds like John Travolta back in there.
It does sort of, yeah. A very short song.
Yes.
2 minutes and 18 seconds long. This song made the number two spot on the Billboard Magazine Hot 100 singles chart in 1961. Run Around Sue was number one.
Yeah.
The kids in Bristol are sharp as a pistol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping. When they do the Bristol
Stomp. I will swear it's at the movie, at the end of that movie.
I'm trying to Google it here. Michael's on the line, too. He called up.
I know he is.
He's all excited. Let's see. The song's been used by Fox Sports during broadcasts of the Food City 500, which is a NASCAR race. I'm trying to see. I don't see anything here about...
I'll go do a little looking here.
Grease. Knock, knock, the twist. Yeah. I don't see it, but it could have been the case. So we just listened to that whole song. 2 minutes and 16 seconds, and we just played it here over us. Michael, did that bring back some good memories for you?
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Now, who was it that sang that?
It was a group called the Dovells. Dovells, D-O-V-E-L-S.
A definite one-hit wonder or blunder. Take your pick.
Yeah, one-hit wonder.
No, that was a wonder. I loved that song back in high school, and hearing it again... That's great. Thank you, fellas.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Glad we can help. Appreciate that, Michael. Ken, thank you as always.
All right.
All right. And thank you for joining us here on the first portion of Party Line. Shannon Kim coming up next here on WILO. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom at casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463.